Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is Love Takes Time. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Love Takes Time, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. As Christians, we are encouraged to love one another. So in a world where love is defined in many different ways, who better to look at and follow his example than God, who is love? 1 John 4:8. Like 1 John 4:16 explains, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. For many, love is a reciprocal response. Someone loves us, so we love them back. This all started with God, as 1 John 4:19 tells us, we love because he first loved us. So what if, like God, we just start loving people first? Often this is easier said than done, especially if, maybe like me, you've experienced a time where someone decided they just didn't like you. In these cases, we usually don't know why or what is the reason behind their feelings. When something like this happens, we can choose to overlook their attitudes towards us and love them anyways. Sometimes our unconditional love will win them over, but sometimes it doesn't. Still, that's the risk we take when we choose to love others first. In these situations, we get a taste and a very small glimpse of what God has been dealing with down through the ages in loving those who don't love him back. In everyday life, we're given countless opportunities to step out and love others in our homes, churches, workplaces, and communities. God knows loving men and women in their sins is pretty messy. Romans 5:8 explains, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Likewise, parenthood helps many men and women understand better how God could love us in our messes. It's also good training grounds for learning how to love others in their disarray. All around the world, moms and dads face unpleasant scenarios in taking care of children, from diaper disasters, food mishaps, exploring incidents, and more. Parents push through the chaos to keep loving and caring for their children. Likewise, loving others can be messy, especially when walking through various situations with them that are uncomfortable, unpleasant, or inconvenient. Real-life TV shows of love, romance, and marriages often give insights into how individuals view love and what they believe loving one another involves. Frequently, when a prospective bride or groom is asked how they fell in love with the other person, his or her answer involves how the other person's love makes them a better person or feel special and loved. But what if once married, the other person stops making them feel like a better person? What happens if they stop feeling loved by their spouse? For many couples, whether married for a few years or longer, they start to realize that love isn't about how a spouse makes us feel, but rather what cost are we willing to pay to show them love? Are we willing to give up our pride, selfishness, resources, plans, and more if needed to love our husband or wife? John 3:16 describes the high cost God was willing to pay to demonstrate his love to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God demonstrated the high cost of loving others and how to love sacrificially. He paid the ultimate price to prove his love to us. As the author, creator, and only source of love, he modeled what it means to express love to those around us by loving us first, loving us in our messiness of sin, and loving us sacrificially. Intersecting faith and life. Are you willing to lovingly reach out to others this week? If so, ask God to help you love others like he loves you by loving them first, sacrificially, and in their messiness. Further reading, Love Like Jesus.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.